Good morning and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to Daily Inspirations. This morning I'm going to be reading from 2 Timothy chapter 4, a couple verses. The Apostle Paul says in verse 6, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." The Apostle Paul here is at the end of his life, and he says he has fought a good fight, and he has finished his course. He has stayed on course. He has not charted off course. And this morning, just want to encourage you to stay on course. You know, when people get off course, they shipwreck, and they go the wrong direction. But the Apostle Paul, he kept on his course. He kept the faith. He fought the good fight, and he did not veer off. And then he says, "Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing." I like that last part. First of all, back up. You know, he says, Paul had confidence that because he finished his course, he stayed on course, that there was a crown of righteousness waiting for him. And then he says, "And not to me only, but to all them also that love his appearing." And I think that's the key right there, to stay on course. When we love the Lord's appearing, when we keep that foremost in our mind and in the forefront, we will stay on course because we have a fear of the Lord. The Bible says that we should fear God, and that, you know, and we have a fear of God. And that's a healthy fear to have. It helps us to stay on course. And he has a crown of righteousness waiting for you and I when we finish the course. You know, the scripture says in the last days that men shall fall away. And we are seeing that today, where men and women who make a profession and 2, 3, 5 years down the road, they're not on the course they were in the beginning. They're on a different course. They complete different direction. They have taken a complete different direction. And so this morning, if we want that crown of righteousness that Paul had waiting for him, we need to love the appearing of Jesus Christ and have him help us stay on course. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.